James DeMar stopped by this week to talk about an event in Oracle, Arizona. Now, Oracle's a mountain town just north of Tucson, a place you might think of for an escape. But for one musician, Stephen Cook, he thinks it's the perfect place for a piano society.
This piano society is the dream of a young man, a pianist in town that I'll be working with, Stephen Cook, Dr. Stephen Cook. And he realized that recitals can be very boring because they originally were just used as tests for music students. You know, a recital was just that. Could you recite everything? And he views it rather differently, like Franz Liszt. It's an event, and it's an evening party with music involved.
Stephen Cook is a former student of the award-winning Culture Crossing composer James DeMars, and the tour featured along with the renowned Native American flutist R. Carlos Nakai. It's not your traditional recital program, and that's the point. In the case of a guy like Franz Liszt, where it was, you know, really pretty much all about Franz Liszt, creating an evening soiree would have been his hand in everything. Yeah. Are you the one composer represented?
Pretty much. Okay. In this case, it's we're doing a fun program. The first piece is a solo for Stephen that I wrote when I first arrived in Tempe back in the 80s, early 80s. It's a tough piece. It is a lot of notes and stuff. And then that's followed with music by Nakai that he's coming out. He's going to play a couple solos, and then I did a new piece for the two of us for piano and flute based on Lake That Speaks. It's an orchestral piece. And that's kind of fun. We do that. And then we get into the piece that might interest you the most, and that is the original piano forehand piece that became the piano concerto. So the Four Seasons Piano Concerto originated as a piano forehand piece. And then after the fact, I kind of separated the parts and made one virtuosic and orchestrated the other. But we're doing the original version, and that is piano forehand. And it's a battle royal out there. You got two big guys in our hands are all over the keys.
When you, R. Carlos Nakai, when you write for him, mm-hmm. I think people might be interested to know what that process is like. Is your part pretty well laid out as a backbone that you can find him and you just suggest motifs to him? How does it work?
Well, yeah, it's written out so that if someone else is playing it, for instance, that let's say you took an oboe player and a pianist and at ASU said, let's do it, you know, it would click right along and sound good. The fun thing is that when Nakai's playing it, he takes liberties, and it's kind of a lot of liberties. And I've done enough accompanying where I have to catch singers here or there, you know, we drop bars, gain bars. So it's not that hard to jump around. But I had a laugh the other day because he was saying, you know, sometimes I'm playing concerts with other people and they just don't understand. And that's what people stop and say, but you're not where you're supposed to be in the music. And Carlos says to them, he says, that's not the way this music works. I'm playing when I'm playing, and you have to find me. And that is the way it works.
Well, James DeMars, it's always great to see you and a privilege to live in the same town. Oh. And good luck with this.
Thank you very much, Sterling. Thanks for the opportunity.
James DeMars is a Valley treasure who's worked with R. Carlos Nakai many times, but now those two musical elder statesmen are looking to help a younger musician realize a dream of bringing a creative musical program to a place already becoming known for its painters and sculptors, as well as wildflowers and gardens. The Oracle Piano Society season opener is this Saturday evening at 7:30. All the details are on our website, kbach.org. At the heart of the arts, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBach.